Tēnā koutou te whānau, this is the Māori Millionaire Disclaimer. For your information, this is not investing advice and it should not be taken as such. This is all general education for just general purposes. I'm here to help share my experiences and educate you guys as much as I can, but it is not financial advice, so please do not take it as such. Ngā mihi. Kia ora e te whānau. Welcome back to a new podcast episode, a new YouTube video. If you guys don't know, I am posting my content on the podcast and on my YouTube channel as well now, because some people just like watching. They like, you know, kanohi ki te kanohi, a bit of a modern version of that. But, you know, I want to do what you guys want to do, and that is one thing that I've been working on a lot in my business is if people ask for things, then why can't I give it? You know, there has to be a real reason if I can't give it. And a lot of the time, it's quite, people aren't asking for that much. Like, some people just want to watch a YouTube video. So I'm actually doing both at once at the moment, recording both. So tēnā koutou katoa, if you're on YouTube or if you're on the podcast, welcome to the show. This is the Māori Millennia podcast. If you are new here, welcome. If you're not new here, welcome back. Today's podcast episode is quite an interesting one, and I was actually inspired by a podcast episode I listened to by Sim and Maya from Girls That Invest, and they talked about Sim was talking about the things that she learned about rich people on a cruise that she went on. And this cruise sounded really cool, and I was actually so inspired. I was like, girl, I will be working my way up to go on this specific cruise that she went on. And the reason is because I can't quite remember. I think she said it was $15,000 or something like that. She got it for half price. But anyways, everyone else on the trip had paid like $15,000 to be on the trip. And so everyone on the trip was rich, like really rich. And she said that there were a lot of celebrities on the trip, and that just everyone on the trip was just super wealthy. She spoke about the things that she noticed about them. And some of the most noticeable ones, or the ones that I enjoyed listening to, were the fact that many of the rich people on the trip weren't dressed in like a very, you know, showy-offy kind of way. Like, there was no Louis Vuitton, there was no Gucci, there was nothing like that. And most people just dressed quite simply, and that's definitely something I've noticed about wealthy people, is that many of the wealthy people I know literally just wear warehouse clothes. They don't wear anything fancy. They just dress frugally. They don't spend much money on that kind of stuff. And if they do, then they often are cheap or frugal in other areas of their life, so it's just the one area that they do like to kind of splurge on, and I think that's totally fine if you've got your strategy around it. But yeah, this episode was about the things that I've noticed about rich people along my journey. I didn't get the opportunity to go on to a cruise and talk to you know, all of these really, really wealthy people, but I have had the privilege of being able to hang out with and talk to a few wealthy people in the past few years. And by wealthy, I am talking, so I know people who are in that bracket of probably between $500,000 and $1 million in net worth, but the bracket that I'm talking about is above $1 million in net worth. So the multi-millionaires that I do know in my life, and the things that I've noticed about them. So these are my mentors, these are people that I know, people that I've met along my journey, and I just wanted to talk about the things that I noticed about them, because they behave in a way that is totally the opposite to how I used to behave and how many people that I know within my whānau, within my friends, behave when it comes to pūtea. And I think the reason why is because if we're not surrounded by this whakaaro, if we're not surrounded by these behaviours, then how on earth are we going to start doing them? So I wanted to make this episode so that I could kind of put all these cool ideas into the ears of normal people like those listening to this episode today, and like I am. Like, I'm still on my journey, I'm still learning. So let's just get into it, because this has been a long intro. The things I've noticed about rich people. The first one is about being frugal. And one of the biggest things that I've noticed, especially with the cost of living, is how many of the rich people I know have changed their money behaviours. For example, someone I know who is quite wealthy have stopped going to a certain cafe because that cafe charges too much. And they have been going to that cafe for a long time, but they stopped going to it because it charges too much. And so I think that is like a great example of how wealthy people will not just accept high prices, they will change their behaviors and they're careful about where they spend their money. And I think in a way that is more like important than the way that many poor people do. For example, I've heard a lot of poor people say things like, I'll turn the heater off because the power bill is going to get too high. But then they're the exact same people who will go to cafes and quite happily spend $100 on a big kai. And so what I've noticed about rich people is that they are careful about the things that they're frugal on. So things that are non-necessities, like going to a cafe, they're frugal on those. But then on important things or things that really matter, they're more than happy to spend the money on. So heating is one of them, because heating keeps you, you know, healthy in your home. If you're cold, you're going to get sick. But the other thing is around hot water. They're more than happy to spend money on hot water. So when it comes to doctor's appointments or talking to a specialist or getting help or investing in their fitness or in the kai that they eat, they're more than happy to spend money on those. But when it comes to non-necessities that aren't helping them to have more energy, have more health, or have more wealth, I've noticed they're less happy to spend money on that. So that's the first thing I've noticed, which is just totally crazy to me, because it's just so far from what many of the people I know actually do. Rich people behave in quite the opposite way. The next thing that I've noticed about wealthy people, like, and I'm talking about really wealthy people, so I know some people who are not extremely, extremely wealthy, but still quite wealthy, they don't necessarily teach their children about financial literacy. But what I've noticed about the ones that are like multi-millionaires, for example, I know a man who makes over $1 million a year. His children, all of them, understand money. They understand how it works. They understand what investing is. They understand what interest is. You can have a conversation with these children about running a business and they will be able to talk to you about it, because they understand financial literacy. This is something I've noticed about really wealthy people. They teach their children about financial literacy. And I actually learned this in a book called The Millionaire Next Door, where he talked about economic outpatient care and the fact that if you do not teach your children about money, you will end up having to pay for their lives forever, because children who grow up and don't understand financial literacy statistically require more parental support. And this is quite funny, because my mum actually raised me under the same whakaaro, where she would, for example, when I needed a, like when I wanted to buy a car when I was of age to have a car, I asked her, like, Mum, could you help me buy a car? And she literally said no. And I was like, why are you being so mean to me? Like, this is crazy. And she explained it. And she was like, if I pay for the car for you, you're not going to learn how to save up your own money to buy your own car and learn how to, you know, warrant and keep your regos for your own vehicle. And so I had to do it by myself. And let me tell you, when did I get my first car? Maybe 3-4 years ago. I am so grateful she didn't pay for my car for me, because learning how much it costs to run and buy a car has been really helpful for me to understand. And I don't take it for granted. I don't take this vehicle for granted that I have, because I know how much I've worked for my first car and then to upgrade to the second car. I know how many hours I worked. I know how expensive it was. Thousands of dollars. And I truly understand the value of that. So that's the second thing. Really wealthy people teach their kids about financial literacy. The third thing I've noticed about really wealthy people is that they have a crazy work ethic. So one woman that I know who is really wealthy, she wakes up at 6 a.m., which, you know, isn't that early for many people, but she has woken up at 6 a.m. for like 30 years. She is consistent at that. Another wealthy person I know works a full-time job, and he also has a like really successful business. So he works both. And you might be thinking, why would you work a job if you're that rich? And the reason is because he's able to leverage the opportunities he learns within the job, or the network he gets within the job, and he uses that to help his business. And so that man works a full-time job and runs a full-time business. So he is working crazy hours, and he loves it like that. Like he could choose to just retire today if he wanted to, but he doesn't, because he has this insane work ethic and he just always has to work. And I think we could learn something from this, that, you know, I think some really wealthy people work too hard and then they end up, you know, burning out and things. But a lot of them that I've spoken to, actually understand what they're doing and they know that they work too hard, but they just love it and that's how they are as a person. And I'm definitely one of those people where I love working. I love waking up early. I love working long days. That keeps me going. And actually, I've tried cutting back, and I did last year. I stopped working at the law firm and I dropped out of law school just for a little break. And I just went all in on Māori Millionaire, and it only took me about 6 months and I was fully bored out of my brains, and I ended up going back to the law firm because I was so bored because I didn't have heaps of things to do. I love having heaps of things to do. I thrive in that space, and that's something that I've noticed about really wealthy people is that they have an insane work ethic. They are not afraid of hard work. The fourth thing that I've noticed about really wealthy people is longevity. So when you look at The Rock, or you look at like really successful wealthy people like Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates, look at how long they have been in the industries that they have been in. They have been in these for decades, and they continue to upskill, to learn, to grow, to contribute to the career that they're in. They stay in these industries for so long. They're not in there for 5 minutes like most people are, where you stay in here for a couple of years and then you're like, oh, I'm so tired, I'm just going to give up. They don't do that. They stay in the game for decades upon decades. And I think I read this quote once, and it said that the only difference between a successful person and a loser is that the successful person just kept on going one more time. So if you lose, you give up and you're a loser. But if you're a winner, you lose, but then you just try again and you keep going. So you're literally a loser that just tried one more time. That's something that has been really interesting to learn. And I think many really wealthy people, a lot of people are going like, oh, you guys don't work for the wealth that you've attained, blah, blah, blah. Many of the wealthy people I've met actually really work really insanely hard. The fifth thing that I've learned is that rich people back themselves. They have confidence. When they walk into rooms and when someone judges them, or if someone is treating them unfairly, they say something about it. They don't just let things slide. They will back themselves. They have confidence, and they actually have education or actually like stuff to back them up. Like they don't fight for no reason. They will fight if they believe that something needs to be made right. But they don't just fight as in how, I guess, most people would fight, where you just kind of fight and just, you know, punch, punch, and then both people are hurt. The way I've noticed that rich people fight for their rights is that they have the education, the evidence to back up whatever they're trying to say, and then they fight it. And they make sure they keep fighting until they win. But they always win because they actually have real evidence, real groundings to back them up. That's something that has been really interesting to learn, because I'm the type of person who, I'm a fighter definitely, but of late I've been like, oh, you know, pick your battles. Rich people do this really well. They pick their battles, and on the things that really matter, they fight until they win. And then on the things that don't matter, they don't care. They just let it slide. And I think that's something that I've had to start learning to do. I don't know if you guys remember, but back when I first started Māori Millionaire, there was so many racist Pākehā people commenting on my videos all the time. And I would respond to them all. I would respond and I would make videos and I would go, I would just try and like whakaiti them. Really, that's what I was doing. And I've stopped doing that because I don't have time to waste on idiots who want to comment BS on my videos, and so I don't anymore. I will respond to whānau Māori who comment on my videos and say, oh my god, I love this video, what is your view on this? I will respond to that, but I don't respond to hate comments anymore. Like, I do it sometimes, but not really. I only do it sometimes if it's going to be funny, but I don't just do it for the sake of doing it anymore. And that's something I have learned from the rich people I've hung out with. They just don't do that. And whenever I've talked about it to them, they're like, why would you do that? What a waste of time. The next thing I've learned about rich people is that they have great boundaries. And this is something that I love, because I started learning about boundaries, I think, last year or the year before in counselling. I had never, ever understood what boundaries were. I was like, what? I have the right to say what I feel comfortable doing and what I don't. I didn't understand that. But anyways, the wealthy people I've hung out with have great boundaries. So whether it's money and family asking them for money, they understand that they have the power to say yes or no to whatever comes to them, and they do not get manipulated by people. They have great boundaries And that's something that I'm still learning how to prosper and develop, but really interesting. Number seven is that, I've already said this, millionaires have multiple sources of income, and the wealthy people I know have multiple sources of income. I read a study that said that most wealthy people have around seven streams of income, and I would say that the wealthy people I know have seven or more. They own rental properties, they own businesses, some of them work, some of them have more businesses, like they have multiple businesses. Some of them invest in shares and stocks, and they are always making their money work for them, and they have multiple sources of income. So they have no shortage of income coming in. Cash flow is king, and they understand that. And those are the things that I've learned about rich people. I really hope that you enjoyed today's video because I really enjoyed planning it and thinking about the things I've noticed about rich people. I hope you guys enjoyed this though. Remember that none of this is financial advice. It is all just education, but those were the things I've learned about rich people. Do you agree? Do you not? What other things have you learned about rich people? Make sure to comment this down below on YouTube or send me a message or whatever it is. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Ngā mihi te whānau. Thank you so much for listening to a new podcast episode. Today I have a very special announcement also that I wanted to share with you guys, and that is that I am an educator for Goldie. Goldie is a new investment platform that's just hit the markets in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and I'm so excited to be an educator slash consultant for them because I truly believe that this is an exciting new method or way that they're kind of approaching this. And one of those things is that they are so here to tautoko Māori millionaire. And I've met with the founders and I've spoken to them, and I feel it. I feel that they want Māori millionaire to succeed, and they want whānau Māori to learn more about investing, entrepreneurship and personal finances, which is why they got in touch with me. So I wanted to share our code that we have, which is MMXGoldie, and the link to sign up to Goldie is in the description below. But if you use this code, you can get $20 in your investing account, which allows you to buy approximately 2 shares of gold. So each share is approximately $10, but it goes up and down depending on the market. But I have a lot more information coming out about investing in gold specifically, which I want you to keep your eyes peeled for. But for now, just sign up, make your account, and stay tuned for that information. For now, that's us today. I hope you all have a fantastic day. If you have any questions, any pātai, any comments, feedback on the podcast, then please just send me an email or send me a DM. tekahukura@mauriMillionaire.com is my email, or just send me a message on Instagram. Ngā mihi nui e te whānau, ka kite.